Yeah. So we figure out. Possibly December. The 20th would be hard to work out.
I think it's hard for some people anyway.
Okay. Of course, December 18th. December to work out. And the 11th is Shabbos Hanukkah, and it's also it's listed between the two. You can make either one?
Yeah, what?
You can make either one.
One of the two.
Yeah. Well, how do you count the votes?
Give them some statues.
Tell us
which one your mom can do.
That's it.
Come
work. The earlier ones, the problem is that the shul and the shul about being on the shul. Okay. Ayin Hayim Nalef. The Tana Rabbanan had Sod Chilozoin Vapoitzoi. Is Eina Chayev Elo Achas. Reb Yehuda Omer Chayev Shtayim. Shehoi Reb Yehuda Omer Tzia Bechlal Disha. Omuloi ain tzir bechlal disha. Is this at all helping? No? Guys in the back, is it anything? Does this help? Okay. So again, hatzon chilozoin v'apoitzin echai v'loachas. So we're not going to look at the din of tzeder right now. Then we'll discuss with the Shem tomorrow, the Taisin and Tzadchi Lozain. Ha'apoitzai, Rashi explains, Deicha kebiyonu sheyetzei domo. Se'ein ha'chayiv, elo achas. Reb Yehuda Omer, chayiv shtayim. Shoy Reb Yehuda Omer, petziya bachlal dishem. So machlokes right now is whether there is a separate chiyuv chatos for ha'apoitzai. Rashi says in Achai Veloachas Mishun Tzeda Aval Apci Alek Achiv Yehuda Omer Chayv Shtayim Shehoi Yehuda Omer Pci Bechlal Disha Rashi Bechlal Disha Shemefarek Dome Menu Kemefarek Tevua Mikashin Shelo The Din of Disha Pashtas is that Pci would have to be a told of Disha. I don't know, it could mean of Avisha because it's different both in terms of Nifal and Pa'ula. So Amar Rava, my time in the Rabbonin, Kasavri, and Disha, Elol, the Gidule Karka. Sheva Machlek is Tanoim, whether Disha is limited to Gidule Karka. Whether Malach of Disha is limited to Gidule Karka. So the first thing that we pull together right now is the various sugyas that we've seen. Where Gidulei Karka might be a limiting factor. So we already know that we had the Gemara of Ma'amir, an Ayin Gimel and Beis. Ha-Ma'amir Omer Rava, Ayman Dechonev Milcha, Mimalchisa Chayev Mishum Ma'amir. Avaya Omer, Ein Imer Elo B'Gidulei Karka. Dechonev Malcha Mimalchata Rashi, שצבא המלך ממסריף וסמיים ובתקמיד המחביץ היומר שמם שלטריך ממים מן היום וחם הסרפוסן ve'inazin melech va'oise echritz koi milchasa. Mishu ma'amer she'afu kema'asev v'shibolanu. The melech of ma'amer is the melech of collecting things together that otherwise disparate. This ma'amer in the field is bringing together the sheaves. So ma'amer can also apply to melech. So that's a machlekes rav and abaye. So on the ayin heyom and aleph, if the machlekes tandoam of disha is limited to gedulei karka, and an ayin gilam and beis, we have a machlekes ameiron. If ma'amer is limited to gedulei karka, right? The Gemara does not make any connection. The Gemara doesn't say pligei tanoi. More does not connect them. Right? Then we know that this issue of whether Disha is limited to Gedulei Karka, that's the Tosfos on Mefarek. So look at Ayin Gilmon Beis. Pirish Rashi, Mefarek, right? That's the one, the person who threw something at the palm tree and knocked down the Tamorim. And then Tamorim and released the Tamorim from their encasement. So Mefarek Perish Rashi Davi told the Dosh. Mekoshel Rabbeinu Tam, the Bishili Amatznia, Omar the Choylei V'Chayiv Mishum Mefarek. V'Havi told the Dosh, HaOmer LeKamon Gavi Apetzechi Lozayn V'Lerabon Anedisha Ella B'Gedulei Karka. All right. So our Gemara limits Disha because we're going to pass in L'Chol like Rabbana, to limits Disha to Gedulei Karka. And the Gemara in Hamatznia says that Choylev is a tolda of Mefarek, that Choylev is Mefarek, a tolda of Dosh. Alright, so again, Ayin Heim and Aleph is a tolda of Dosh. Alright? And the Shailas, whether there is such a thing as a tolda of Dosh, Lagabe Gidule Karka. Whether is there an Isir of Ptsiya Bachlau? Is an Isir Deiraisa of Ptsiya? Ptsiya Chilozin. So the Gemara, so over here the Gemara, the Tosfos points out that we had by Choylev that is Chayev, it comes under the category of Mefarik, the told of Mefarik, the told of Dosh. So how could that be? If we say an Ayin Hey Amud Aleph that the told us of Dosh are limited to Gidlei Karka, and we know that Mefarek applies to Behemoth, so how could Mefarek be a told of Dosh? Ve'ein leimar de davke chilozoin shehu dav patri rabbonon telehavei gedulei karka avol becholev mechayvei de Behemoth hashive gedulei karka. Maybe we should mechalek between dog and Behemoth, because we have such a distinction, the Gavi Meister Sheni, we discussed it already. So he says that you shouldn't say. Why? Dal korcha taimu de rabbonon mishum de yalfin alumis hamamona shebem mishkan. De indisha elo begidle karka le gabe dover agodol mamish min akarka. So le chashiva behem begidle karka. So Tosva says, but in this, that we understand why we should limit disha to gidle karka. Because Disha is learned from Samamonim and Mishkan. And the Samamonim and Mishkan were Gidulei Karka. And they were Gidulei Karka in the narrowest term. We discussed this, that Gidulei Karka can be determined, can be defined narrowly or broadly. So Lagabe Maiser Sheni, it's a broader term. Gidulei Karka are those things that are even nurtured by Gidulei Karka. Behemoths eat Gidulei Karka. They survive because of Gidulei Karka. So Behemoths have been din of Gidulei Karka. That's Gidulei Karka in the broadest term. Mashena came, so the Meiser Sheni, there, when we made the Xerisak, when we said the Kala Prado Klau, so it's, we had a broader understanding of Gidulei Karka. But Tosva says, in our Sugya, Gidulei Karka comes from Samamonim. So that's the narrowest form of Gidulei Karka. So Tosva says, in that case, we should not allow Behem, we should not make distinctions between Dog and Behema. So therefore, we have to say, that therefore, Tosva says it's difficult to say that Disha should be, that the Mefarek should be a tolda of Disha. Alright? So therefore, Minatam says that Mefarek is a tolda of Memachek. So when I learned this Tosva, Last time we learned it, so he had difficulty. How are we going to say that Mefarik and Arasu is the Tolda Amemachik? So Andrew pointed out to me that in the Sefer Yosher, Shemin Tam says that the different kinds of Mefarik. That there's Mefarik and Arasugya, which is going to be a Tolda of Dosh, not to be confused with the Mefarik of Mecholik. And that's going to be a Tolda of Mimachik. Alright, that's what Ben Tam says. It says in Sefer Yosha that that's a Shita. Alright? But what do we want to get out of this for our Sugya right now? Alright, in terms of our Sugya right now, so again, we have the issue of Giduli Karak of Dosh, and Tosva says that the reason why we're going to be Mechalik, but why we're going to limit, why Rabbanon would limit Dosh to Giduli Karka, is because its source is Samemone Mishkan. Alright? So that gives us a source, but raises many kashas. So therefore we should limit all Siduri de Pas to Giduli Karka. So what's the Machlekes Rav and Abaya? The Gavi Ma'amer. Right? Mechorah should be Machlekes Tanoim. There should be some Machlekes Tanoim. According to Tosfos, Machlekes Rabbi Yehuda Chachamim in our Sugya is whether we learn the limitations of every Melacha from Mishkan. Are we going to limit the Nifal to the broad category of Mishkan? All right, it's not so poshut. Right, even Tos is hard to understand. Why? Why do we say that some money Mishkan are defined as gives us the category of Giduli Karka? Maybe it should give us the category of seeds. But why pick Giduli Karka? Why is that the obvious limitation? And once we're going to go back to Mishkan, so why should we choose Giduli Karka to be the broader definition? That has to be understood. So, and then we have to understand the Machlekes Rabbi Yehuda Chachamim. Why Rabbi Yehuda says that we do that we ignore that we don't go back to Mishkan to learn the limitation, and why Chachamim said we do go back. What's the Makor to say? What brings Chachamim to say this? That we should learn the limitations. Alright? But so far we've seen Dosh and Ma'amir. So then you've already seen the Ramban and the Rashban Kuv Zayin Amud Beis. Lagabe Koitzer. It's also the Ramban Nar Sugya. The long Ramban. And Ayin Dalet Amud Beis. But you see it inside for a moment. Kuv Zayin Amud Beis. And Moshe Yodel Lemei Behema. If you look at the last two lines of the Kuv Zayin Amud Beis, the last two lines Omer Rav Sheshes. No, Omer Shmuel. Amar Shmuel, Hoishit Yodai Lemei Behema. Vedil del Ubor Shebi Meyeo Chayev. Person delivers the Ubor of a Behema. So a person does this in Shabbos, he's Chayev. My time on Rava Bar Mduri is really Lav Amar Avsheshes. I'm on the Tolish Kasusa Mihizmi Vigi Mechayev Mishumoy Kedav and Migi Dulay. Hachanami mechayev mishum oikir davar migiduloi. Omer Abai haiman the tolish pitra meuna dechotzim mechayev mishum oikir davar migiduloi. What's the Gemara comparing this to? How's the Gemara learning this from Hizmi Vihigi? What's the point of the Gemara? No, what's the shot? Go ahead.
It's in the act says being pipes to us, even though it's not a good way to live on its own.
Right, so why do we go to mushrooms and kisusa?
Well, kisusa is because it lives under his meal as the Gemara in the Rambam. The mushrooms are maybe because it's not gilui karka.
Well, be careful with the usage of gilui karka right there.
Right.
So let's go slow. So this Gemara alone, right? This Gemara alone says it's not mechubla karka. Right? These are plants, or I shouldn't say plants, these are growing things that are not being nourished from the ground. Right? Mushrooms are not being nourished directly from the ground. The Gemara says that the mushrooms are growing the unad nechatzva. Gonul besvas adli mimoyim. That they, you know, the parasites. The Yerushalmi says, I think that the Yonik the Avira. It's a Gemara in Brochen, so listen to going quotes. That's why we say Shehakol on Pitriot. Right? Because they're not considered to be, it's a Sufik Brochen. Whatever it is. But Chazal understood that they are not genuine gidule karka. So what do we have over here? Hoishid yoder lemei behema v'dildal umesh meyeho, when delivers an animal in Yom Tov, right? So the Gemara says that's the chiyuv chatas. What's the chiyuv chatas? Well, it's got to be chayiv because haiman the tolish kesusa mehizmi is chayiv mishum oikir dover megidule, because a person cuts off any parasite which does not grow directly from the ground, the Gemara says that is also chayim oikir dover migidulim. Right, Rashi kisusa shehiz miyonek mimenu mireyach hakarka. Mechayev afal pi she'enoi mechub l'karka. Kedmin bi'olma mi'avir rabim. So again, what's the problem with the Gemara? The Gemara wants a mechayev delivering an animal. So the Gemara does not go to koitzim directly. It doesn't say, well, you cut wheat. You are cutting it off from its source of nourishment. The Dav could go to something that's not mechubal karka, and the Gemara says chayu mishum oikir davar, because you're cutting something off from its life source, and that which keeps it going, and that which nourishes it. The mushroom gets nourished by the water, so when I take it off, I remove it from that which gives it nourishment. As the Gemara says hachayne rebis, at the very end of the Gemara, that's which gives it nourishment. That's a shenanokum. Those are three examples. The example is Moshe Rabbeisha Etelish Me Otz Nokum Chayim Mishen Nokum Potter Osum La Chayim Rebisa Hachayim Rebisa. If I remove a potted plant with a hole from the ground, the Gemara is not a chiyuv deraisa. Why should be a chiyuv deraisa? They're also removing the Gemara assumes that if I have a potted plant, so it's being yonik via the hole. Have a potted plant with a hole in the bottom. And otzitz nokum, a potted plant with a hole. So if I lift it off the ground, the Gemara says that I'm potter, that's not called ksilim. Even though I'm taking away from its source of growth. The Gemara says, no, it's different because that's not the derech, the Rashi says. A derech is a biyashon. Avol elu shamarnu ikor gidula. Okay, so again, so what's, why is the Gemara, when it wants to learn, why does the Gemara go for these unusual examples of Oikir Dabba Migiduloi? So the Ramban explains Bantas Koshali. The Goizi is between the Shnaf and the Oif. Kishen chayin loy mechayivin lutarte. Chad Mishum Oikir Dabim Megidulim. Our Gemara that we just learned. And Ayin Dalit Amin Beis. Person takes a feather out from the bird while the bird is alive. So we are not chayav because of oikir dover megidula. V'chein anaitel sorry v'tziponav uschame, a person who shaves, cuts his nails. Ein ben mishum din oikir dover megidula. Olma ein mishum oikir dover megidula du tondo de koitzer ela megidula karka. No, so what's the Ramban saying? How's Ramban understanding Oikir Dover Megidula? If Oikir Dover Megidula would be Koitzer, now there's the Muskler Rishon. When you look at the Gemara in Kuv Zayin and Beis, so what's the Muskler Rishon? What's the Gemara saying? Gemara says that Hoishid Yodah V'mei Imo is Chayiv. Why? Because clipping mushrooms is Chayiv. No, what did the Gemara just say? Go ahead.
It's
so Pasha says Kotzer. So why are we going to mushrooms? Why don't we say Kotzer? Because you're harvesting wheat is Kotzer. Right? But why did the Gemara have to go to mushrooms? What was bothering the Gemara that had to go to mushrooms? So Rashi says, it's not Mechuba L'Karka. Alright? It's not Mechuba L'Karka. In other words, if we would define Kotzer as removing something which is joined to the ground, so then we'd be stuck. But we define L'Chayra, that's not the Ramban's trap. But L'Chayra, what we're saying is that we define Koitzer as Oikir Dover Megiduloi, just detaching something from its, the thing which gives it growth, right? So then we can now go forward, we can now go bite it, we'll say Mashu Zedosir, Tamachuber, but we're detaching it from its Yinika. And we go weiter and say the living animals is a koitzer, right? So Ramban says we're going to get stuck. Why? Because we just learned that ayin dalet amid beis and pelish is knaf ba koitne ba mortoi is chayiv sholish chatois pelish chayiv mishum geizes. So Ramban says, so why did the Gemara say that it's chayiv mishum koitzer? We just said that koitzer is not limited to mechuba l'karka. We just said that koitzer is going to be broadened to include anything cutting it top from its yinika. So then, plucking the feather from the bird should also go under koitzer. So Ramban says cautiously. How come we didn't say? Why did we say it's goizes? Why did we say it's koitzer as well? A person who nightel survey, a person takes a haircut. So why shouldn't he come into the category of koitzer? Olma ein mishum oikir dover megidule du tolda de koitzer. Ela megidule karka. So he says, he's stuck. So man comes up with a yesoid. Alright, yesoid which we can understand already. Because we already said it looks like that Sidur the Pas is going to be limited to Gidule Karka. So Ramban says that must be what's happening. It must be that Koitzer, that Oikir Dover Megidule, if it's in the category of Gidule Karka, it's going to be Koitzer. And if it's not in the category of Gidule Karka, it'll be Goizes. Who can make the beyond the mutter, the less of Mishum, Oikir Dover, Megidula. And then he says, V'od, the Vadai Koitzer Vidosh, Tarvayu, Vechad, Gabna, Germinulum, Mishkan. Kehechi, Derminulum, Rabbonon, Ein, Disha, Ela, Megidula, Karakas. Another Ramban goes back to our Gemara. He says that, and this makes sense. Why should Koitzer and Dosh be different? Vechad, Gabna, Germinulum, Mishkan. Kehechi the Amrina and Rabbanan and Disha Ela Big Idule Karka, Machanami Amrina and Vadai and Kitsir Ela Big Idule Karka. We have Phil Rabbi Yehuda. So now the question is, but it's Tachamachlekis Tanar. We have Phil Rabbi Yehuda. Efshar de moide v'ktsira, du mamish v'na karka, v'toilesh mi ba'le chayim v'chlal goyzei zu. And it could be that Rabbi Yehuda is only a chilek kadosh. All right, so now we have to understand what's happening over here. Of course, we know that when it comes to ma'amer, so it's going to be machlo. So Rava and Abai are arguing, and apparently Rabbi Yehuda Chachamim, we don't know what Rabbi Yehuda Sheen is going to be. But now Ramban says, and it could be that Rabbi Yehuda says l'gabe disha, that there is disha which is not gidule karka, will say like koitz is all only by gidule karka. It's a chapella. So I'm going to figure this out. Ramban says it could be that by koitz and less man the following. So now we're breaking up this gidule pas. So how can we have? How can we say both? It's because of some amonim, and then say it's because of some amonim. But we're going to be mechalik in ksira and disha. Right in the Ramban, Meish Loimar, the Medal del Uber Mishum Netilas Neshom Huchayim. Vachi Koomar, Avogav the High Uber Les Bey Bididei Neshoma, Kevon the Gidulei Toloi Benishmas Imoi, Haoikre Misham Noital Nishmosa Mimenu. The Medal del Uber is comes under Netilas Neshoma. We will discuss it in the next Sugya, Shaykhata. Tachi Kamar, Afal Gav the High Uber Lesbe Bedide Neshama, Kevan the Gidule Tolay Benishmas Imoy. Right, this goes back to what we discussed last year in Saramara. Right, it says, "So since Gidule Tolay Benishmas Imoy, Oikre Misham Noitel Nishmas Mimen, the Lav Mi Omer Rav Sheishes Begidule Karka Kach, demand the Tolish Kisusa Mihizmi." Sheyinikosei toli behizmi. Vikadlina leil ezmosa v'yom shem kishusa. U'mechai v'mishum oikir dove v'giduloi. Du tolnus koitzim. Vachanami v'balechai v'mechai v'mishum oikir dove v'giduloi. Du mishum tilos neshom. So how does Rambam understand the Gemara now? Right? What the Ramban wants to accomplish, Lachor goes against the Gemara. The Pashas of the Gemara is that we are comparing delivering an animal to cutting off mushrooms. Right? So the Gemara did not do the obvious thing would have been to compare delivering an animal either to shearing, to goizes, or to koitzer. For some reason, the Gemara said mushrooms. Right? So, ma pesha advarim. So first, the Ramban says, don't even try to learn the Gemara as saying that we're learning midaldel ubar from koitzer. He says, because that's not going to work. Because then, if you're going to say that, then the Gemara should say that pulling off a knaf, a feather from the bird, should also be koitzer. So that can't be. So that's not trap. Alright? So now they're on says, so what is trap? So look, for Pashtus, we're going to have to say that Koitzer is limited to Gilei Karga. We'll say the Ramban a little differently. Say the Ramban a little bit differently. Say the Ramban the following way. We learned in Ayin Gimel Beis that Dish is limited to Gilei Karga. Why? Some money Mishkan. Now we come to Ayin Dalam and Beis and we learn that a Pelish Knaf pulling up a feather from a bird. That's going to be, Goizes is not going to be Koitzer. Why should it be Koitzer? Elamai, what do you have to say? Why should there be a din of Goizes and a din of Koitzer? Why should we have two separate toldos, two separate ovas? Elamai, you have to say that Koitzer is going to be limited to the context of Gidule Karka, and Goizes is limited to animals. Fine. That's what Ramban, and that, apparently, that Yesod is so self evident that the Gemara didn't have to spell it out. And when it came to Dosh, then the Gemara spelled it out. Okay? And that's what the Ramban is saying. It could be Lagabe Dosh, it'll be Machlekes Tanoim. Lagabe Koitzer, less man depolin. There's nobody who said that Telish Knaf, but at Tzipor is Chayiv Mishum Koitzer. Because when it came to Tzira, less man depolin. And I could even explain the Ramban very well. Why? Because when it comes to koitzer, there is a parallel malacha, which is not in the context of bibli karka. So I have two malachas, and I have to define one distinct from the other. Just like Boira, Merakit, and Zaira. I have to define them in a distinct way. So I have to define koitzer and goizes in a distinct way. So in the fact that I have goizes, that's going to force me to say koitzer must be talking about something else. So I understand very well. I can say the Ramban very nicely. The Ramban is pointing out to us when it comes to koitzer, it's a less man the tolik every single time. I have to say it's limited to biduni kark in order to define a context that makes sense for koitzer and a context that makes sense for goizes, and they shouldn't overlap. Perfect. When it comes to dosh, I don't have a parallel din of dosh in one of the lamentation halachas. So the mele dosh is conceivable; it's a broader context. Look, that's a machleik is chacham Rabbi Yehuda. Yehuda says yes. Chachamim say no. Limited to a samamon. Right now comes the Ramban and says, so I have a gemara that says that that delivering an animal, we learn from mushrooms. So if we're learning it b'shitchias, learning it b'kiyas, we're saying, right? Learning from mushrooms, koitzer, weiter. So Gemara Saramban says, doesn't work. Can't be. Why can't it be? Because we already established that there's no such thing as koitzer. Legabe behemoth. Legabe non-gidulik arka. And second of all, why is the Gemara going for mushrooms? Alright? So now, what does the Ramban explain? What did Ramban explain? No. So what's the chat in the Gemara? Go ahead.
This is okra dam and
gedula
and
koitzer. Ramban is saying that the point of the Gemara is that just like we expand koitzer, and we say that koitzer is not detaching something growing, but we say it's oikim dam and gedulai. So too, when we define goizes, we should define this oikir dover migidula. So just like we are including mushrooms in koitzer, we're going to include dildul behema in goizes. Or in nitil tasham, nitil tasham. I could argue that nitil tasham is killing something. So for carrots, I'm delivering a baby calf. So how could delivering a baby calf be nitilas neshama? Tepela. He says no, because nitilas neshama is defined as oikir dover migiduloi. So you can have the dildul behema in because I am being oikir dover in the kosei, even though I'm giving birth to new life, aval pikein. It's going to come in nitilas neshama. Alright? It's a good riddle. How can you have Nitzilus Neshama give birth to new life? That's what Ramban is saying. Okay? So now, right, then the Ramban says that the Ramam is maskim. And then the Ramban quotes Yerushalmi that we'll have to discuss tomorrow with Hashem. Now, this Yerushalmi is quoted by the Taisvis in Halacha Beis, quoted by the and this also you'll find it's almost parallel in the entire in the Rashba, almost the same lashon. All right. So again, so why Yoytzim calls that is what that the Ramban is saying that Koitzer is limited to Gidulei Karka, correct? Right. The rest of it is just how to work up Pshat in the Gemara. But Koitzer is limited to Gidulei Karka, and the Ramban says the Kuvi Rebbeinu we mask into this. So far we have three Makaris. We have Disha is the Gemara, is our Gemara. Machlekes Tanoim. We have Ma'amer Machlekes Ameiron. And we have Koitzer, which the Ramban is saying is Adomer Poshut. Right, let's mount the poll. That Koitzer is limited to Gidlei Karka. Okay? No, Ari, we think. Okay? So what's next? Go ahead, Andrew. So they're not mechuber, but they're gedulei karka. Why? They're yenika min hakarka. They're not mechuber, but they're yenika. They're being nurtured from the ground. What's that?
Can we just say they're made in Ben-Avir?
Yeah, but it's the Avir has to be drenched with the minerals that come from the ground. In other words, not all Avir is going to work. Not all mine is going to work. Go ahead.
Could be that since the species of mushrooms are grown in the ground, so
it's... Okay, but I think that there has to be some. I still think it would be a nikum and a kark. I think that me and nikosay. Go ahead.
If that were true, then we'd have to spend the other kark, and
then you
might get
an issue with the behemoth. Yeah, but it would still be. I think it's. It's still, we could easily define the difference between the avir of the karka and the animal which, and the animal, since the animal is dependent on food, therefore the animal becomes the karka. It's still one step closer. No? To say that the animal is karka, is giduli karka, because it eats food, it eats grass, but it still has an entirely independent life. Mashiach and the mushroom has no independent life.
What about Uber?
The Uber and what? The Uber and... No. No, if we say that the mother is an independent life, so then the Uber is yearning from its independent mother, not from its... Right? Not that the Uber is... nourished by the grass. That's how we see it. I think so. In other words, the hizmi v'higi, the kshusha is just missing a physical chibur. All right. So then we point out the trumas hadeshin. All right. Two other malachas. Trumas hadeshin assumes that teichin also is limited to gidul karka. Trumas hadeshin. I couldn't find my trumas hadeshin this morning. I must have left it someplace. So the was that? And it's how close it? So the Trumas Hadeshin, if I remember correctly, if my notes are correct, the Trumas Hadeshin lists this as one smach as amongst other details. You know, the Trumas Hadeshin does not seem to be entirely convinced that we say, Ein Tchina Ela B'Yudai Karko, but it's a Svara that since it's part of Sidur the Pas, so it should be included, if it's a Svara Lahatir along other Svaras. If my notes are correct, that's how the Trumas Hadeshin said it. And then Rav Kivi Eger says the same thing about Zohar. Yeah, the Trumas Hadeshin says that it is collecting the sources. And Adkan are the sources in the Gemara. Right? Disha is Mefurish. Ma'amir is Mefurish. Koitzer is the way that the Ramban learns Pshat in the Rashba and the Ramban learns Pshat in Ayin, Hey, Ayin, Dalet, Omed, Beis. Right, and they spell it out on Kuv Zayin and Beis. All right, now we're moving on to Rishonim. So Trumas Hadeshin extends the limitation of Gidulei Karka to Toyachin, but again, the Trumas Hadeshin is not unequivocal. It's a little bit. He sees it as one svara amongst other svaras. Right,
right.
Say it again.
That
you would not say the
Gavi
Bor. Would not say correct. Right.
So if you want to say it's by token, so it can't just be because it's part of the
Sidur Devas. Correct. Okay, let me make a discussion. Good. And then, as far as I know, we exhaust the Makaris. And how to do and what this issue is of Gidulei Karka. So now let's try to understand it. That's part one. Part one is just pulling all the Makaris together. Okay. Now part two is what is the source of this idea that we're going to limit Malachis to Gidulei Karka? See, if we're going to take the easy way out, Tosha says. Some amonim and mishkan, so that doesn't really get us very far, because we don't understand Rabbi Yehuda in Dosh, right? And that's what Obi's saying. Most of Borer is not going to be limited to Gidulei Karka.
But we should have made the following point. We should have said that Teichin is a Machlekes Rishonim. We should have said that Teichin, because Rashi and Ayin Dalam and Beis clearly says that it's Teichin by dirt. So Teichin will be, so you have Koitzer is less than the following, apparently. Dosh is a Machlekes to Noam. Ma'amar Machlekes to Meiram. And Teichin is a Machlekes Rishonim. Alright? So you could argue that maybe dirt is Yubli Karka, make that Chilik to Machrim. Say that? Fine, you could say it. So, and then Zaira is Rebbe Akiva Eiger. But again, what if we want to understand this, so we have to explain. We see that it's not Pasha. It's not Pasha because there's a Machlekes Tanoim and a Machlekes Amiram. So that means, L'chora, that Rav and Abaya say that their machlekes of ma'amer is not the same machlekes as Rebbe and Chachamim. Right? Rabbi Yehuda, L'chora Abaya and Rava both hold of the Chachamim that ain di she'ela b'gidei karka, and then a chalek l'gabei ma'amer. L'chora. Right? Rashi, who says that Teichin applies to non-gidei karka, certainly is going to hold of Rabbi Yehuda of Chachamim. Of Rava.
Why
the Gabi Rashi?
Yeah, why Rava?
It could be Megir Sois. Could be Rava.
I'm saying, but what, what's the point of Rashi to
ask
that
one? Like
Rava instead of
Abaya? No, I'm sorry. The Pashas hold the Gabaya and the Gir Sois is Rava. No, the Pashas hold the Gabaya. I think with the Ramah Paskins. Ein Imer Ella Begidah Kark, and the Girsa of Rav is really Rav.
Why is that the
Pashkus
and Rashi? Is that someone's going to say
tomorrow? No, just by the.
Why?
Only because the flow of the Rishon later on.
They seem to say the Rashi also?
No, they seem to say themselves that. No, only from the flow of the Psak.
Ah, so not necessarily.
You can't bring a Rashi, correct. You can't bring a Rashi. Correct, is in a moment. We'll see in a moment. Okay. And then we know that when it comes to Boirer, so all the Mishnah that we've seen say that Boirer is not limited to Gidulei Karka. So how are we going to say, how are we going to understand what is limited to Gidulei Karka, and how are we going to explain the Tosfos that says that the source is Samamon? The Or Zeruah, the Or Zeruah paskins that Ein Disha Ella B'Gidulei Karka, but he paskins lagabe ma'amer that yesh ma'amer by non-gidulei karka. Right? He passes like Rabba. And the Magen Avraham is chalik. The Magen Avraham says that the two would be contingent on each other. But you see from the Or Zeruah that you could split these. So we have two jobs. You have to figure out what's all you say of gidulei karka, and then figure out the various machlekes. Okay? No, so we have to say, why should a malacha be limited to Gidulei Karka? So tell me that the nifal of the malacha is Gidulei Karka. So that all that tells me that should be a tolda. Right? Should be a tolda. So why should we say that a malacha is limited to Gidulei Karka? So I understand you'll tell me koitzer. Because I have to accommodate koitzer and goizes. Because they have to have two separate categories. Oops, that I understand. Right, so this, that'll be like Zaira Bar Mirake. We don't understand really why. We know that they're Malachas Hashuvahs, because Baruch Hu determined it that way. Right? So because Baruch Hu determined that they'd be Koitzer and Goizes. So we have to define them separately. So that's good. Okay, but what are we going to do with Disha? Nope, what do you have to say?
I have to say that.
No, so how do you explain it? Right, you have to say that somehow the elis of the malacha is affected by gidulei karka. And then you have to explain that somehow that impacts on disha, but doesn't impact on bayir. So that's what Leital explains. Well, Leital says, and I said, and Simon Yud Beis, it's Simon Yud Beis, but it's Sif Kadam, Simon Yud Beis in the central text, and Chaf Aleph in the Arichus. I'm sorry if I misled you. No, what does the Tal argue? And the Tal says it's Boyer. Sorry, it's Boyer. Sorry, Boyer and it's Chof Aleph. The Tal quotes that the Smag clearly holds that the din of Bayer Lagabe Dogim. So, who's that? Oh, it's Chafal. Chafal in the Arichus. Yud Beis. Bayer Simon Yud Beis. Oh, it's Chafal. So he says, the Tam Yishlem Rishum, the Bayer Utsuroi Rishim Nafu Bechitim. The Einap Soiles Gondel Imachitim Bekarka. Vital says that when do we say that a melacha is limited to gidulei karka? The Torah is when we can say that the melacha is acting against something which the fact that it grew in a karka has contributed to this. But I'm removing something that is the Lashon of the Gital, it's Chisorin is Gidlei Karka. So let's go step by step. Disha. The Malach of Disha is to break the attachment that was nurtured by the ground. We'd call it an organic attachment. And he brings a raya, because the Sefer Yosher says, we'll have to come back to this. Sefer Yosher says that if a person is carrying oil in his hair and then squeezes out the hair in order to retrieve the shemen, so the Sefer Yosher says that would not be a told of dosh if you hold a disha ella bigiduli karka. Why? Because disha is to disconnect something that was connected naturally. If I disconnect something which is not connected naturally, that's not called disha. What's the point? The point is that when I define disha, is to separate two things. To separate something that was connected al yidei giduloi min hakarka. Gidulei Karka, what's Eichal doing for us? He's saying Gidulei Karka is not defining the Nifal. If we define the Nifal, we would just say it's a Tolda. But apparently Gidulei Karka becomes definitive of one of the important variables of the Te'eles HaMelacha. He said that's why Borer is not going to be limited to Gidulei Karka. Because Boirer, I'm selecting and sifting things that was not contributed by the fact that it was grown from the ground. The way that Bria is, the kernel has different parts to it. The way that the Bria is, so the kernel has, when I crush it, I may find some stones because we brought it from outside. But its growth from the ground did not contribute to the tarobus. The location where it grew, tarobus, the way that the Kodesh Baruch Hu made the kernel tyroibus. But Gidulei Minakarka did not contribute to tyroibus. Gidulei Minakarka contributed to the growth of this shoot, and therefore when I cut off the shoot, I'm detaching Gidulei Minakarka. I'm taking it away from the Anika Gat Minakarka. So that is Koitza, it'll be limited to Gidulei Minakarka. Dosh, I'm trying to break the husk away from the thing with which it grew from the ground. So therefore that's Disha can be limited to Gidulei Karka. Alright, now we can begin to understand. First of all, we understand why Tosfos would say that this is all learned from some Amonim. It doesn't mean to say that we learn it from some Amonim. It means to say that a Yos that we are defining the Melochis that learned from Sidur the past, that learned from a context of Gidulei Minakarka, so now we will define the Melochis if Gidulei Minakarka contributes to the nature of the Melacha, then it will become a definitive variable of the Tavelas Melacha. Right? A complicated way of saying it. If the Gidulei Karka contributes to the definition of the Melacha, then it will in fact limit the Melacha. If Gidulei Karka only contributes to the Nifal, then that will limit it. So now we go through everything we discussed, everything will fit in very nicely. Why is that? We start with Koitza. The Gemara did not want to say that we should expand Koitze to Hoishid Yod Lameima. Right? Why? Because the connection between the kernel and the husk, that is part of Gidulei Minakarka. The connection between the fetus and the mother, that's got nothing to do with Gidulei Minakarka. It's only once we expand Koitzer to include taking the Anika Minakarka, so we can expand his neshama also to detaching it from Anikoser. And the Ramban, the Gemara reads so sharply according to Ramban. Because in Koitzer, I could also say that Koitzer in English, Koitzer is harvesting. Right? Harvesting means I'm delivering something, I'm preparing it to be used. So the Gemara says, no, we don't say Koitzer is making the food accessible, we say Koitzer is cutting it off mini kosai. The same thing is Lagavi de Uber. I could say in English, I would say I'm giving birth to the Uber. Al Pidin, we look at it as Netilas Neshama because I'm detaching it from its present source. So that's the Ramban's point. Right? But again, Koitzer is necessary, it's Mukhrach, Lesman de Polik because of the Goizes. It forces me to define Koitzer in a certain way. So it's much better now we can say much, much more sharply. When we say Gidulei Karka, so we're not simply saying, well, I have to make some distinction between Goizes and Koitzer. So one will be behemoth, one will be Gidulei Karka. No, what we're saying is, hey, Yoyz have to make some distinction between Goizes and Koitzer. So in the pool itself, there's going to be a distinction. In the Tayelas, there'll be a distinction. Not just in the Nifal. In the Tayelas, the distinction is going to be that when it comes to Koitzer, it is negating something that Gidulei Minakarka contributed. The Gidulei Minakarka contributed in the Kosai. So Katsira is cutting off that Yanika. Next. So that's Mandapoli. Then we come to Dosh. Dosh is a Machlaikis Tanon. What's the Machlaikis Tanon? Machlaikis Rebbeinu Chachamim. Right? And that'll determine whether Katsira. So apparently, according to Chachamim understand that Disha is limited There is some aspect falling in the Talz Malach. There is some aspect of Disha which could be defined as negating something which Gidulim the Karka gave me. And it could be seen otherwise. And that's the Machlekes apparently with Rehu Chachamim. No? So Chiburay. Right? What's Disha? Disha is advanced Ktsira. I'm not cutting it off me and Nikosai. There's a certain chibur, an organic connection which the Bria made, and I'm detaching that chibur. So apparently that's the machlekes Yud Chachamim. According to Chachamim, Disha is defined as breaking a chibur which Gidulei Menakarka contributed. It's mechubur now, this was nurtured by the ground. A fruit attached to a tree, that was nurtured Migidulei Menakarka. The dam inside the chilozain was not a connection that was nurtured by Gidulei Menakarka. So Chachamim say that we should define Disha and limit it to Gidulei Karka. So we can easily see Rudy being chaylik in this. Why Rudy could say that maybe we should not see the chibur as gidulim in a karka. Why is the chibur any different than separating the wheat germ? It's ketisha. It's hold of dosh. No, why is it any different than? And let's say Meraki. Let's say Boirech. Why are there stones in my flower? Because it grows out in the field. No, we have to say.
Stones aren't contributing anything.
Yeah.
So what we've understood, and I know we do a character by culture, is the tree that you're removing the fruit from, or the tree
right.
That you're removing the flower from, is contributing.
Now it's going to dosh. Why?
So that's it's less clear because when you have for example a seed inside of a chaff.
Right.
So you can look at it saying the chaff is giving it protection, is contributing something to that seed. Otherwise, why would we need it? But at the same time, it's not as clear that the chaff is giving it as much as the tree is giving to what you're being coats there. So there's room to make the
distinction. Okay.
By Boer, there's no kasha. It's a Tower of S. The two don't contribute.
Right. Yeah. Now what about Ma'amir?
Yes. Yeah.
No, what is the Ma'amir? Then?
I think maybe that the machlokes between the Amoraim here and the Inael and Gilei Karka. I think maybe they would agree on an Inael and Gilei Karka. But the question is whether or not you'd be chayav ma'amar for this act. Because the Eglei Tal explains that there's three things that one needs in order to be chayav for ma'amar. He needs to have it being imor from the place that it grew.
Right.
It needs to be something which has never been collected in such a fashion. And it needs to be gilei karka. So this is machlokes within the Rishonim. If there's two of the three things on present, so then vada it's not ma'amar. But if any two of the three are present, so then it's machlokes throughout the Rishonim as to whether or not you're still going to be chayav ma'amar. So then maybe this would be a situation where they would both agree that it's ein el v'gilei karka, but it would be a situation where there's only two of the three. Because it's not with gilei karka, but it is from the original place, and it is something that's never been collected in such a fashion.
Yeah, so the question is, what is Gidulei Karka contributing?
So I think it's clear Gidulei Karka is contributing.
Go ahead.
Because if we're saying that the way you're defining Ma'amir is that it has to dafke be from the place that you're taking that it grows from.
Right.
So it means that part and parcel of the action of Ma'amir is you're taking it away from the Gidulei Karka.
Ma'agra by definition is collecting things that are disparate.
But it's dafka from the place where they become disparate
right.
from. So that's the effect of the gidulei karga.
So gidulei karga contributed the pizer. It contributed the separation. Sound like if I would just take oranges and throw them in different places, so that would not be and then gather them together. Person, we'll discuss it with Hashem. With a ma'amer, when is something called ma'amer? Right now, let's assume that ma'amer is when I collect things that have grown in the ground. Right, things that have grown, I collect them. I collect them together. So what's the, to use the Lashon HaElyon, what is the chisaron that I'm working against? What is the tikkun? The tikkun is that the fact that they grew in the ground, the fact that they are gedulei karka, that required a certain separateness. I couldn't put them all in one place. They wouldn't grow all in one place. There's not enough yinika to make them grow all in one place. Gidulei min hakarkas would insist that they should be in different places. So now the tikkun that I'm making is a tikkun that works against something which is inherent in its gidulei min hakarka. That's the machlekes Rav and Abaye. It's a weaker argument. We have to define it better why they're weaker. Intuitively, one can see it. All right? We have to define it better. But that now everything is arranged in a very pretty way. Come on. All right? Three sources in the Gemara. Koitzer is less man the polling because we have to do it because of the Koitzer and Goizes. Alright? So it comes like the Talmud, it says that what is Koitzer being misaken? Well, it's being misaken that right now it's attached, it's being nourished from the ground. And I can't work with it while it's being nourished from the ground. So therefore, I define koitzer as detaching it migiduloi. So that's koitzer. That's limited to giduloi minakarga. Next I go to disha, it's a machlekes tanoim. Why? Because disha, I'm being misaking this kernel, because the way that it grows in the ground, it grows attached to all sorts of protective layers. So the gidulim, but it's protective layers, which its growth has given it, makes it impossible to use. So I have to be misakin it, right? I have to remove the chisorin that it got from gidulim and akar, from the fact that it grew from the ground. Its growth in the ground, its growth, is what contributes the layers. I have to act against that. Okay? So Rabbi Yehuda is saying, that's not Gidulei Min HaKarka. That's the Bria. Kadosh Baruch Hu made it. Kadosh Baruch Hu made fleece attached to an animal. So I remove it. So do I say now that I'm taking away the chisaron that it got from growing in the back of the animal? Right? Bishol, I have to, the food is inedible raw. It has to be cooked. So I'm going to limit now Bishol to Gidulei Karka. Rabbi Yehuda says that is not something that I can say its growth contributed to it. That's the Kadosh Baruch Hu designed it. So therefore I should not limit Disha to Gidulei Min HaKarka. And Chachamim understand that since the Chibur came about through its growth, since this is the way that it grew protected, so that it's part, so the Gidulei Min HaKarka contributed something, and Disha is acting against that. So now comes Ma'amer. Ma'amer, if we say, I'm assuming the following, if we say that Disha is limited to Gidulei Min HaKarka, right? So now, when it comes to Ma'amer, that's the Machlekes Rav and Abaye. And I understand Rav very, very well to say that I'm collecting something from its natural, the place where it's naturally found. Says Abaye, why is it naturally found there? Because in order for it to grow, it can't grow all in one spot. It's got to grow in separate places. So Gidulei Min HaKarka is what forces, and that's what forces the Bria to work this way.
that has to grow separate from each other. So ma'amr is being misakein. It has to grow in separate places. So memela, I have to gather together to use it. So ma'amr also limited to gidulim in a karka. Hold on. Okay, go ahead, Manil.
Just to say it another way, taking part of what Ogden said, that the Hal said that that one of the parameters of Ma'amer is to collect it from the place that it belongs, that it came from. So the Dulu Karka would help contribute to the definition of where this thing came from. In other words, if you take something from Dulu Karka, like apples, you could say that apples come from the tree, the apples come from the tree. But if you take animals, so that animals, you don't know where animals belong, so you cannot.
Yeah, but I'm assuming that the Gidulei Karka becomes a variable because of Abaya. You're assuming Gidulei Karka is a variable, and now Abaya and Rabbah argue whether that is a necessary variable. I'm assuming that it's a variable because of Abaya. Right? So it means Rabbah doesn't have to have that variable.
That's why they argue, because Rabbah doesn't have a variable.
But if we accept that Eli Talsam Halach, we have to explain. According to Abaye, why should that variable, what does that variable contribute such that it becomes definitive of the tails?
That's why they're arguing about whether or not we have it.
Correct, yeah. Go ahead.
Is Rebbe assuming that that Abaye and Rebbe are arguing on whether or not there's emo in the Gidulei Karka? Meaning the machlokas is on in emo in the Gidulei Karka.
Correct.
So why isn't this machlokas brought down by Tosfos and Ayin Gimel as being reported by the Sons of Lomid?
Tosfos is talking about Mepharik.
But then he says that you learn how to do the Karka from you learn out everything from the Son of Lomid.
You learn Dosh is limited to you do the Karka because it's Son of Lomid. Okay.
So it fit in very nicely with Tosfos. Could have used it as a riot, no?
What do you mean as a riot?
As a riot that you learn out the. Oh no, I shouldn't say that, because he's only talking from Dosh.
Yeah.
Also, is it, so Rebbe's saying that it's not possible to learn that Abaye and Rebbe would agree on any detail of it, on any moral of Dulei Karka? And say that the Machlokes is within this one case? And say whether or not the stone and the water would be parallel to like Dulei Karka?
So that, Lachara, that, I think we're just saying now, that's the machlokes between the Magid Mishnah and the Ramban. Right? Now, once we've said, all right, again, finish up part two, so that's why we will not find Gidulei Karka as an issue in Vayra. That's the Eli Tal's word. That would be about why the Or Zeruah explains that we could paskin ein disha ella b'gidulei karka, that we could paskin yesh imra chidush lo b'gidulei karka, because the two are not necessarily connected. Part 3. Our Gemara certainly indicates that when we limit a melacha to Gidulei Karka, so it's going to affect the toldos as well. Right? Petzia's got to be a told of Disha. And that's what the Magid Mishnah says. Right? In Perikhez, Halacha Zayin. Hold on quickly. Are we going to say before?
I'm going to ask from the Eglay Talk Mahal what we're going to say for those who are showing that we cook Zayin as Hoshigayi Deinima as Tzira.
Yeah. Come in 1 minute, okay? Approach of the Nishmas Adam, I'm assuming that the Machlokes Rishonim is, can be formulated as the way that the Talmud and Nishmas Adam formulate the issue. When the Tosfos Rid formulates it. I didn't give the Tosfos Rid, I think I left it out yesterday. Okay, let's see, we'll come to this in a moment, and then we'll finish up. The Magid Mishnah, Perikhez Halacha Zayin. Have a bishom which ain't disha elad bigiruli karka. Right, then with nikres. Right, so the Magid Mishnah spells out b'kenechoy v'chai. So he says dina chabola shiyah b'chiyah mevur b'mishnah. V'mashe kosev shu mevnei shu mefarik v'itolu d'dash. Hus mi misvar v'asai. U'kumay shekasavti l'mala shafapi she'ein di she'ela v'gidulei karka z'udavka l'mayit chilozu n'kiyoy tziboy. Dogim ha'gedelim v'yom. So the Magid Mishnah explains that if you say Ein Disha Ela Begiduli Karka, it's going to have to apply to Toldos as well, which is the Pashas of our Gemara, right? Not, in other words, that's an important Yisoid. We have a certain parameter that applies to Malacha. It applies to Toldos as well. So now the base, the way we explained it, is Mukhrach. Because we explained Yudhi Karaka as being part of the Tayelas. So the Mela has to apply to every single Toldos. Right? If you're going to tell me Yudhi Karaka is just a variable of the Nifal, then Lachayra should not apply to Toldos. So everything we said until now, Lachayra is Mukhrach, based in our Gemara on Ayin Hayim Aleph. Why do I say it's mukhrach? Because the issue of whether Ptsiya is Bechlal Disha or not is an issue of whether Ptsiya is part of the Tolda of Disha. So therefore the argument is, will we say Gidli Karka defines the Tolda as well? Maybe it's got to be part of the Tayelas. It's got to be very fundamental. It can't just be the Nifal. Okay? But that issue is not always going to accept that. Right? The Shavis the Shabbos quotes the Shuvas for Amram and Rambam, who says that Mefarik can be found by Devar Mishainim Gidule Karaka because it's only a Toldo Dosh. Dosh could be limited to Gidule Karaka. But the Toldos does not necessarily so. So let's put aside for a moment how the Avram and Rambam will learn our Gemara. But certainly according to Avram and Rambam, one has another, one can learn the whole Sugya differently. One can learn the whole Sugya as defining a Nifal, and therefore the Av Melacha is limited to Gidulei Karka. So we have a lashon like this in the Tosfos Arid. Tosfos Arid says in the next sugya, in our Gemara, Tosfos Arid says, why is it that we limit certain malachas to Gidulei Karka, but we don't limit them to Ochlin? Right? Let the kasha be opened up with. It says very sharply. The Tosfos says, how do we know that Gidulei Karka is a limitation? Because some of them is Gidulei Karka. So that was our question. Who chose Gidulei Karka to be the parameter? Say some of them are Dai, some of them are Oichlin. Sidur the Pas. That's the Tosfos Ritz Kashin. The Tosfos Ritz says, it's in the next piece, you'll see it written later on. Tosfos Ritz in the next piece of Gemara. And on Shoichetan. The Tosfos Ritz says because Gidulei Karka Zachosh is that is a significant, substantial category.
the mils of the chashivusa. What does that mean? Oyachna is not a mils of the chashivusa. Truth may be the exact opposite. You say fulu, that's a chashiv, it's a category. If they karka, no. Not so, it's so subjective. But the point the Tosfos Rid, of what we can say from the Tosfos Rid, the Tosfos Rid does not accept our approach. Because the Tosfos Rid is saying that it's a significant category, it's a significant way of defining the Nifal. It makes the Nifal significantly different. It's significant, therefore we could say, in other words, that's a significant way of defining the Og. But it's not a part of the definition of the Malacha. And that's what the Nishmas Adam says. Nishmas Adam says, that the issue of Gilui Karka is simply a significant variable. And in certain malachos, Gilui Karka is significant. It's not a very well defined approach. And in certain malachos, Gilui Karka is not so significant. But l'chora, that Nishmas Adam would explain, would fit in well with the Rav Avraham and Rambam, and probably fit in well with the Trumas Hadeshin, because the Trumas Hadeshin sees Gilui Karka as one other variable, one other kula. I would still have a hard time understanding exactly how they learned Pshat in our Gemara. Because Petzil Lechor is a Tov. So again, let's just make a sequel for the Shabbos. So we said today the following. We pointed out, first of all, we gathered together the Mekores on Gidui Karka. That's number one. First thing is just to be Masadu the Sugya. To have clarity in where this is applied. You see something popping up several times. So you have to understand, just have clarity in where this is said. How often does Gidui Karka pop up? So it pops up Mufurish, Megumar Legabe, Ma'amar Legabe, Disha. That's number one. Then we showed that according to many Rishonim, it pops up in Koitz and Kuzayim and Beis. And according to those Rishonim, it is a Bils of the Pshitusa. It's the Aleph Beis. It precedes everything else. Koitz is the first thing you should speak about. Right? So you have two malachis mufurish in the Gemara. One malacha that it's a machlekes rishonim. Some rishonim say that such a never pashut needn't be said. Another rishonim say no. Koyitz is not limited to Gilui Karka. Mikotze lakotze. Koyitz Ramban, Koyitz is your first, is your pashut. And according to other rishonim, Koyitz is not limited to Gilui Karka. The two that I mentioned in the Gemara is a machlek, one's a machlekes and one's a machlekes on Meiron. And machleik is whether they are dependent on each other. Or Zeruz is not, they're not dependent. Among the Rambam seems that they are dependent. Alright? And then we show that Toichin is a machleik is between Rashi from Zedeshan. And we show that Mekiv Eger is the same thing as Zeru. Those are the Kairos. What's the issue we have to understand is you can say it many, many ways. You can say, what is the machleik is whether Gidli Karka is significant enough? What is the machlokes between the Rishonim, whether it's a davar pashut l'gabei koitzer or it's not to be accepted l'gabei koitzer? So here we found that the Tal says this yesod, that Gidui Karka is a variable where the malacha is defined as acting against something which was provided, minikosim l'karka, organically provided. So based on that, it's a cryptic yesod, but based on that yesod, we built the following. We explained why it should be, why koitzer could be seen as a davar pashut, it should be limited to Gidui Karka. We explained why there could be an acceptance of koitzer and a machlekes legabei disha. we explained why there could be an acceptance of Tisha and Rachel Gabi Ivo. Because each one is looking at a slightly different element of what was contributed to Gilui Karka, either Yadika, or Chibur, or Pizer. Right? Then we went on to explain that this entire approach is subject to a Machlekes Rishonim. Why? Because this approach would say that the Gilui Karka should impact on the totals as well. So we see there are other Rishonim say otherwise. Rav and Rambam says no, the Karka only attacks the Ov. We saw that the true tradition where he applies it is misupplicable whether to apply it or not. We saw the true Jesus to read refers to it as a Dabar Choshev. So there we have another Mahalach. And the second Mahalach says that Gidulei Karka is a significant, substantial variable. It's a variable in the Nifal, and therefore it only impacts upon the Ov. Our Gemara is difficult. I'm not sure how they will square with it. We don't have the Mishnah to deal with it. The Mishnah who said this void don't address our Gemara. So I'm not sure. But that would explain the Rabbeinu Avraham and Rambam. It would explain the Trumas Adeshin. And this approach is spelled out by the Nishmas Adam, by the Chayor. Okay? So tomorrow, Mitzvah Hashem, I'd like to go on in the sugya of Atzod Chilozim Al-Poitzah, the Mitzvah Luda Toysusim. So tomorrow we'll have Mitzvah Tushurim. The first will be at 12 o'clock, and we'll do the Toysus of Atzod Chilozim. And please look up the Yerushalmi that's quoted, Halacha based. And there's the Magen Avraham, I'll get the Xerox for you. Magen Avraham and Simon Tov Tzadik Zayin, Siv Kotten Vav. And then in Yirtz Hashem, at 1:30 we'll learn Ramban. Also, we'll talk a little bit about the first, the Hagdama of the Mesillas Yesharim. I said we'd make some hours, so we'll finish up the, so, we'll finish the Hagdama of the a few hours in that Hagdama, and that'll be it. Okay.
What?